Okay, it's an AC-S25 Max Decoder 2. Just picked it up on Amazon for just under $2.
I mean, what kind of you listen, like a SF or 10 meter, 15, 20 meter, what is it?
All the above, with the exception of aircraft.
I see. Aircraft, I mean, like the airport and all that stuff. Roger.
There's a thing going on I've noticed on Amazon, and I've got a couple of the radios that are Bofang HTs that will listen to the air band, which would be communications between aircraft and tower. Obviously, there is no radio that will transmit on those frequencies for the most obvious of reasons, but this scanner, it listens to a bunch of frequencies I didn't know even existed. All kinds of ham bands, shortwave, lower upper side band, a couple other things I don't even recognize. It's going to be quite the learning curve. Over.
See what I'm saying? Because I got a radio, a Quest radio, they call it. That would get the airport and all that stuff. You know, I haven't found one for the police scanner. The police scanner, they live at an expensive site. They're about $700. Roger.
Copy that. My new radio will do digital frequencies, but I don't know about municipalities like that. They might be encrypted or trunked. That's beyond my radio knowledge. But I can get some digital channels. It has to sync up to the Wi-Fi because apparently the time has to be exactly the same on the radio as the Wi-Fi for it to work. Again, way involved, way over my head. I'll get to it later this winter. Over.
I see what you're saying, Kurt. Yeah, but it's because all the police scanners, nothing but digital, you know what I mean? There's not analog anymore of those out there. And that's why I'm asking. And I know a good friend of mine had one. It cost him $700. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I highly doubt my radio will get any of those channels. You know, again, I didn't want to spend that kind of money to be able to get those channels either. You know, this is a secondary hobby for me, and I figured $200, I've got more than enough to listen to. Over.
WSOZ 793 for a comment.
Go ahead, 793.
I appreciate it. I'm a shortwave radio junkie. I got a collection of high-end portable shortwaves and some rare ones. And I also have a collection of the smaller portable everything. I'm a shortwave nut. But anyway, the Bofang I'm on, I can cover the air band too. The air band is 116 to 138 or something, and it's AM. But even if you got a cheap scanner that goes up to 512 megs, you program the aircraft frequency into it, it'll automatically go AM on them. Roger.
Copy that. Very informative. To that range. Over. Thank you again.
A couple of my high-end portables cover the AM aircraft band, but not all my shortwave radios do. But this Bofang I'm on, I can also program the AM aircraft band into it, and it'll scan it. But I got aircraft programmed into my scanner on my desktop. I just got it one that goes up to 512 max. There's no, don't go up into the digital stuff and everything. I don't care. But aircraft band's a little boring to me, and I can't understand half the stuff they say anyway. But I'm gonna go ahead and sit back, man. Sorry to cut in, but you said, anybody says the word shortwave and I start perking up. But anyway, have a good evening, sir. Enjoy your radio. WSFZ 793, and I'm sitting back monitoring.
Thank you, 793, and no worries at all cutting in. Appreciate all the input you can give. My name is Kurt. I hope to be hearing you on the frequency again. WRPB 448 for identification purposes. Jack, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, you heard. So, yeah, I'm going to try to program my handheld boat to listen to aircraft, but like the gentleman said, he probably doesn't understand half the stuff they're saying, and the closest airport to me shuts down at night, so there's no air traffic here at night anyway. Over.
What? Where you are, you can hear the Pontiac Airport, because you're not too far from Pontiac Airport, Roger.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You know, I used to live right by the thing, and I forgot it was there. It's just, I'm so close to, Flint Airport, and they don't fly at night ordinarily. But, yeah, you're right. Pontiac Oakland does share the same radar telemetry with Detroit Metro, too. So, good call, Jack. Thank you.
Sometime maybe you can hear Selfridge Airport. Roger.
I get a lot of air traffic flies over my house from Selfridge. I had to even confirm that with a pilot. Apparently they like flying over the state parks. I would too. But yeah, a lot of the Chinooks. And back when I first moved out here, I had a lot of A-10 traffic. But I see big military transports now. Over.
Yeah. They have a line of sight. They go in and go out from the Selfridge Airport. I hear them a lot of time at night. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I'll try to look for that one too when I'm on the air. I don't know what all bands that they would transmit on that the public could listen to, but it's worth a shot. Over.
If you cannot find it, let me know. I'll give you the frequency.
Copy that. I'll get back with you on that if I need to refer that. Other than that, I've just been enjoying the day. Tomorrow, it's supposed to be a bit warmer, and I'm just going to throw a steel wire out my window and drag it to the closest. I'll have my long wire antenna. Over.
No problem. You also cutting off a little bit, so take care of that too. All right, Kurt, you take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 488.
Always a pleasure to speak with you, Jack. This is WRPB 448, clear and monitoring. We'll do it again.